Let's start with some parsha, because on Thursdays that's what we're going to do. Start with parsha. Oh, as a reminder for all first-year smicha students, and we define first-year smicha students very liberally, I think. There is a lunch today that is free, so normally that gets guys to come. Just like an introduction to smicha, you know, meet and greet kind of situation in the Sky Calf. Where is the Sky Calf, you ask? The 12th floor of Belfer. Okay, see? So that's where you should go at 12:15, I think it is. If you are a first-year smicha student, more than welcome to come, even if you do not RSVP. I think. I have no idea if that's true. I think you're more than welcome to come, even if you do not RSVP. Okay. So let's start with a little parsha. So in recent years, I, along with I think thousands of people, have been introduced to the teachings of the great one of the great Lakewood Roshei HaYeshiva, Rav Yerucham Olshan Shlita, through the many, many svarim that have come out from Rav Yerucham Olshan, and had the opportunity to meet him this a few months ago. Very, very special Torah, very special person, and one of the unique characteristics of Rav Yerucham Olshan, at least for a Litvisha Rosh Yeshiva, is how he darshans stories of tzaddikim. He asks questions on the phrasing of rabbinic sayings, like you'd expect someone to ask a kasha on a Gemara, meaning if a certain tzaddik said in a particular context, why do you use this word and not that word? You know, the the Gemara tells us that afilu sichas chun shel tamid chacham tzrichim limud. The Gemara darshans in Maseches Sukkah, based on the pasuk va'lo lo yibol, that even the sichas chulin of talmidei chamim requires limud, that even the way talmidei chamim phrase things in their sichas chulin, there's what to learn from. So it's a little bit disorienting at first, meaning to see someone darshaning every word, but the more I thought about it, the more I appreciated the beauty of that practice. And then we're not a nation of the written word alone, we're a nation of an oral tradition, and we learn about mesorah from our balei ha-mesorah. So the way that our balei ha-mesorah phrase things is also very important to us. So Rav Yerucham Olshan quotes in the story from Rav Itzla Blazer, Zechut Tzadim Kodesh Levracha, who stood in the shul on Rosh Chodesh Elul in front of the assembled people there, and he opened the Aron Kodesh and he said in front of the Sifrei Torah, this also used to be a thing, like a theatrical thing that was done, you know, to add a little flair. They'd open the Aron Kodesh and, like, you know, talk to Hashem, so to speak. So he said in front of the people with the Aron Kodesh open, in front of the Sifrei Torah, in full sight of everybody, Moda ani lefanecha Hashem Elokai, Hashevach v'hodaya shenasata lanu es haChodesh haElul hazeh. Ribono shel olam, anu mekablim es haElul ba'ahava u'besimcha. That I'm so grateful. Thank you, Hashem. Great praise and thanks to the Ribono shel olam that you gave us this Chodesh Elul. Ribono shel olam, we are mekabel Chodesh Elul with ahava and with simcha. Now, when you look at Rav Itzla's choice of words, a number of elements stand out. First of all, most often what we think of Elul is a preparation for what comes next, meaning Elul is a way to prepare for the upcoming Yom Noraim. You know, you might enjoy, for example, to use the mashal, a pregame show, but you appreciate that its sole function is to enhance the experience of watching the game, meaning if you saw the pregame show, l'havdil, you see the pregame show, then you know which player is injured, and you know that I'm going to use some very old references because that's the only thing I can use. You know, if you heard in the pregame show that Michael Jordan has the flu and 104 degrees temperature, and then you see that he drops 50 on, I forgot which team it was, probably the Cavs because it was always the Cavs, then you have an appreciation of the greatness of that moment because you understood the background to that moment. Thanking Hashem for Chodesh Elul implies that there's inherent value in the month itself, and it's not just as a precursor to the Yimei Hadin, that HaChodesh HaElul HaZeh, that I'm thanking Hashem for this Chodesh Elul. Second, Rav Yerucham points out, the idea that Rav Itzla was Mekabel Elul is surprising, because guess what? Ready or not, here it comes. You don't have to be Mekabel Elul. Elul happens whether you are Mekabel Elul or you're not Mekabel Elul. It's rare to have a yeshiva like ours where we're Mekabel Elul early. We do tell, you know, we're most of Mechol Al HaKodesh, and even during Chodesh Av we're holding up the world. We're not going to talk about what happens in Tammuz, but that we're holding up the world for these couple of days. The Mir starts today, but we started yesterday, right? So But Elul comes when Elul comes. So it's not like you could choose to accept it or not accept it. And finally, the emotions that he describes are not the emotions that I grew up with learning about in Chodesh Elul. I grew up with stories about how when people would hear Rosh Chodesh benching by Chodesh Elul, they would pass out in fear. They would just like fall apart. There was this terror of Chodesh Elul. There was no Hoda'a. There was no, oh, Ribbono Shel, thank you so much, and wanting to dance to the Ribbono Shel. They would faint when they would be Mevarech Chodesh Elul. So it's a bit foreign to us, people used to tzitter at Chodesh Elul, but how did the words ba'ava u'besimcha? That's what Chodesh Elul is, ba'ava u'besimcha. So all of his kashas again are in the phrasing of that apparently appears in a sefer called Kodesh Elul Page Ches, where Rav Yitzchak Blazer said this line. So Rav Yerucham develops the following yesod. He said it's important to realize that there are tzvei dinim in Elul. On the one hand, certainly we were correct. We've learned the entire time that it's a preparation for the Yemei Adin, and it is. But on the other hand, it's a time that has inherent value. Mechai Yadam, Kal Kufa Mechesef Aleph, explains that Shiyamim Elu Heim Yemei Ratzon Me'es Shenivcharnu La'am, that these are days that have been Yemei Ratzon since the Bechira of Am Yisrael. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar is quoted in the Chayyadim in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, says Yemei Elul Heim Yemei Ratzon Yemei Elul Heim Yemei Kaita Baruchnius. That it's an unbelievable description. Yemei Kaita Baruchnius. What's Kaita? So there used to be a camp, a kaita, summertime. That these are the summertime of Ruchnius. The days of Elul are the summertime for the soul. In the summer, what do? We breathe fresh air. We expand our travels. We enjoy more daylight hours. It's like this expansive time. The mind sort of opens up a little bit. Elul does for the neshama what summertime does for the body. That's what the Chayyadim seems to be describing from the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. From this perspective, it's important to appreciate Rosh Chodesh Elul not only for what it's going to bring in a few weeks from now, but for what it brings right now. I saw my friend Rav Judah Michel wrote a book called Baderech. You've seen it? So he has Kadarko, if you know Rav Judah, he has a lot of fascinating Maramakomos. So he quotes one of his marmakomas from Winnie the Pooh, and Kedarka Vakodesh, and Winnie the Pooh says, "What day is it?" asked Pooh. "It's today," squeaked Piglet. "Oh, my favorite day," said Pooh. Right, so what is he trying to express? Rav Judah uses that as like this great mussar, that today is my favorite day, because today is today. Today is something I can accomplish. Judaism certainly calls upon us, even within the Shuvah process, certainly to look at the past and to look toward the future, right? We certainly can't live in the present alone. But also, we block out the past and the future in a certain sense so that we could focus on the moment. You know, Al Tomar Ma Haya Shayam Marishonim Hayu Tovim Me'ela. You know, the Balvitch Rebbe was once asked, if you could choose any period in history in which to live, which would it be? So he said, this one, like immediately, this one, of course, because this is the one that I'm supposed to live in. This is the one that the Ribbono Shel Olam put me here. So of course, this is where I'm supposed to be. Now, certainly, we do have a sense of history. We have a sense of destiny or salvation. He used to say that the phrase that comes from one of the Rishonim, that Ha'avar Ayin, Ha'asidah Dayin, Va'ahova Keref Ayin, Da'ag Aminayin, right, is not really, he thought it's not really standard Jewish belief. The past is gone, the future is not here yet, and the present is just a fleeting moment, so why should I worry about anything? No, we know that we have a past, we build on the past, we know that we're destined for a future, and we look toward that future, and that's what makes the present so important. But at the same time, in a certain sense, we have to embrace the moment that we're in right now. So Chodesh Elul, yes, it is future-oriented and past-oriented, tshuva for the past averos, and preparation for the Yemei Hadin. So we are keeping the past and the future in mind, but it also has this second element, that right now, right here, it is a time of ratzon, it is a time of great value, it is in that sense a time of simcha. Moshe Rabbeinu's introduction to the Shechina was at the burning bush, where he was told that at a time when new vistas and possibilities opened up to Moshe, at a moment where the charge for the future was enormous, Hashem reminded him that to accomplish all of those goals, you have to look where your 2 feet are right now. And where you are right now, that is Admas Kodesh. You know, there was a famous author, Holocaust survivor, Viktor Frankl, who is an Austrian Jewish psychiatrist who lived through the murder of his wife, his parents, his extended family in the Holocaust. And if you never read Man's Search for Meaning, it's probably a good idea to read it. And he writes that God has a plan for this world and for each of our lives. And so every moment of life brings a holy task, a holy opportunity, and it's our task to be alive at the moment and to seize the opportunity. Shmuel Marcus told me that his grandmother used to always frame her experience whenever people would ask her anything. She would always say, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. In her 90s, she suffered the loss of her son, Rabbi Marcus's father, Rabbi Rafael Marcus, and she changed her mantra. It wasn't anymore Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, then it was Baruch Hashem Rega Rega. At every moment, she decided to double down on Hakaras HaTov, to push more, to live in the moment. That in this moment, I have what to be grateful for. In this moment, there's what to live for. When something has enormous potential in Judaism, it's usually not something that's achieved automatically. Usually, when something has enormous potential, it needs to be tapped into. It needs to be worked on. The Acharonim raised the question, how do you reconcile the two statements of Chazal about the cause for Chorban Bayis Rishon? On the one hand, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes says Mikdash Rishon was destroyed because of the Zargi L'Resh Vichus Damim, and yet the Gemara in Bamitzia Daf Pehei in the Darim Pei Aleph says it was Shalo Berchu B'Torah Tchila. And that second explanation has support from the pasuk Al Ma Avda Aretz Al Azva Mes Torasi. So that's Shalo Berchu B'Torah Tchila. But how do you reconcile that with the Gimel Chamurus that are identified for us in Maseches Yuma? So Rav Itzel Blazer in the Koch Ve'Or and Simul Ches explains that of course the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on account of the big three Averos, because they're big enough to destroy a Beis HaMikdash for. But the Torah has a special capacity to protect us no matter what we do, no matter what's going on. The Gemara in Sota, and Daf Chafal, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed, say, what's the Torah? The Torah is Magno Matzla, that it's Meginu Matzil, it protects us and it saves us. So the big kasha is, I understand that there were supposed to be the Chorban Bayis because of Vodzor Gilera Shvich Zamim, but shouldn't the Torah have protected us? So explains that the Gemara Bracha Samach Beis explains that David HaMelech's clothing couldn't warm him in his old age. Why? It wouldn't warm him. Why? Because when he was younger, the Gemara says, he was Mevaze Begadim. When he saw Shaul HaMelech in the cave and he cut off a piece of Shaul HaMelech's Begadim, so he was showing that I'm not showing respect to Begadim, and because he didn't show respect to Begadim, he didn't get the benefit that Begadim had to offer, even though, by all logic, he should have been able to benefit from the Begadim. When we don't, and that's a yisod, the Gemara is saying, when we don't pay proper respect to something, it will lack the capacity to help us. So yes, the Torah is magno matzlo, the Torah is very protective, but says Rav Itzel Blazer, the Torah is protective only for those who value the Torah, only for those who appreciate the Torah. Lo bircha b'Torah tchila became the reason that the Torah couldn't protect us when we needed its protection most because of our averos. Otherwise, it's like a state-of-the-art security system that's installed in your house that you never bothered to turn on. You can have the greatest security system, but if you don't use it, if you don't utilize it, then it's not going to protect. And it's so true of so many things. I spoke a little bit last night about not to be mevatel things, about to respect certain things, respect your yeshiva, respect your chaverim. There's a respect you're obeying. There's so much that you can get from people around you and from the atmosphere around you, but it doesn't work if you're mevatelit. It doesn't work if you don't give it any kavod. Because if you don't give it any kavod, then you're not going to be able to appreciate it. But when someone gives kavod, that's the Gemara in Baba Kamba that we spoke about last night with Zen and Zelo Chaser. You want to learn from me? So then you need to tie the turban around, you know, to help him wrap his turban. Because you have to show kavod to something if you want something to provide a benefit. So Chodesh El, says Rav Yochanan Malshin, is a time of extreme closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Inherently, it's not only a preparation, it's a time of closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a time where things that are difficult for us throughout the year all of a sudden are within our reach. But that only works if you recognize the power of Elul. And Rav Ruch Moshe quotes from Rav Aaron Kuttner, Mishnah Rav Aaron Chelik Beis, page Yotes, who says, "Mi shemezalzel b'skulas hayam makdoshim alalu umaznichem osam harei vade shema'avid al yedeza ha'efsharus lahafik mehem toeles." That someone who's mevaze these holy days, these important days, is going to lose the opportunity, will not have the capacity to benefit from it what he can. V'yikshalav l'shtamish ba'oram gam kishayirza. And then it will be too difficult for him to utilize the aur of the Chodesh Elul even when he really wants to. Because the Midas HaRachamim and the Ratzon is not going to be there in these days. Those Midas HaRachamim and Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is available to us, but only if we respect it. So as we begin a new Zman, I'm always moved at the first day of a Zman. In truth is, in most yeshivas, first day of the Zman, Beis Medrash is like, it's so energizing, right? I mean, they had to add tables this year. It's a little uncomfortable. It's geschmack, no? That it's a little uncomfortable, right? Remember COVID? I mean, like, this, it's like so geschmack that they had to add, there's this liveliness, there's this excitement. And the truth is, in our yeshiva, we're not always here for so much of Chodesh Elul. This year we started early, so we're here for the entirety of Chodesh Elul plus. So it's a unique opportunity for us to really tap into it and to take that energy that, you know, we're sort of hitting Elul running already, to take that energy and to bring it throughout the month, and to not only be thinking about what the Yom Tov plans are going to be and what's going to come next, and but each and every day to utilize every moment that we have to be able to learn Torah Hashem, every moment that we have to be able to be mitzarif with the Limud in our base medrash. This is it's an enormous privilege that we have to be able to go into the Yemei Hadin this year after having experienced the Yemei Ratzon of Chodesh Elul in its fullest way. Okay.